light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. When Women Ruled the World invites readers into ancient Egypt to examine six remarkable women who rose to the highest seat of power in a culture that officially centered male kingship. Egyptologist Kara Cooney blends archaeology, art history, and social analysis to show how queens harnessed ritual, imagery, and political alliances to legitimize their authority. Rather than romanticizing rare female rule, Cooney traces the structural forces that both enabled and constrained these women, revealing a recurring pattern of emergency leadership, innovation, and later erasure. From early prototypes who stabilized dynasties to iconic figures who reshaped religion and foreign policy, each case study illuminates the mechanics of power, gender, and memory. The result is a vivid narrative that connects palace intrigue and temple ritual with the broader economy, international diplomacy, and the enduring struggle for legitimacy. Readers gain a nuanced view of how women could rule in a patriarchal system, why their power was often temporary, and what that paradox means today. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the paradox of female power in a patriarchal system. Cooney frames Egypt as a culture that celebrated divine kingship, lineage, and masculine ideals, yet repeatedly turned to female authority during moments of dynastic stress. This paradox shapes the entire narrative. The state relied on the image of the king as warrior, builder, priest, and father. But succession crises, underage heirs, and political fragmentation opened avenues for royal women to act as regents, co-rulers, or even kings in their own right. The book explains how queens navigated this contradiction through sanctified roles like God's wife of Amun, through strategic marriages, and through the ritual performance of kingship itself. At the same time, the system often cast their authority as exceptional and temporary. Later rulers and priests could then minimize or overwrite their memory to restore a masculine status quo. By tracing this cycle across centuries, Cooney shows that female rule was both indispensable to state survival and structurally undermined, a tension that resonates with modern debates about token leadership and the fragility of women in top roles. Secondly, early precedents. Merneith and Sobekneferu as stabilizers. The careers of Merneith in the early dynastic period and Sobekneferu at the end of the Middle Kingdom illustrate how female rule emerged as a stabilizing response to crisis. Merneith likely governed as regent for a young heir, deploying burial practices, sealings, and elite networks to maintain continuity. Though later sources are fragmentary, her funerary complex and administrative evidence suggest genuine command over court and ritual. Sobekneferu ruled outright after a succession breakdown, adopting royal titulary and public monuments to embody kingship while retaining markers of female identity. Cooney emphasizes how both women legitimized their authority not by rejecting tradition, but by inhabiting it, blending established titles, temple patronage, and bureaucratic management. These case studies also reveal the limits of female sovereignty. Their reigns were short, their innovations circumscribed by scarcity and political fatigue, and their memory vulnerable to later erasure. Even so, they created templates for emergency governance that later queens would adapt, demonstrating how gendered roles could flex under pressure without overturning the larger patriarchal order. Thirdly, Hatshepsut. Reinvention through ritual, economy, and image, Hatshepsut stands at the center of the book as a master of reinvention. Starting as regent to a young heir, she gradually claimed full kingship and built a coherent ideological program to support it. Cooney details how Hatshepsut mobilized the cult of Amun, emphasized divine birth narratives, and commissioned a vast building campaign, including the terraced temple at Deir el-Bahari, to stage her legitimacy in limestone and ritual. She expanded trade networks, most famously the Punt expedition, bringing luxury goods and political capital to Thebes. Her iconography intentionally blended masculine and feminine cues, such as the false beard, kilt, and throne names, alongside references to queenly roles, to signal both continuity and transformation. This careful curation allowed her to govern for years with relative stability. Yet the later alteration and erasure of her images show the backlash inherent in the system. Kuni argues that Hatshepsut succeeded precisely because she mastered the symbolic economy of kingship, but that mastery did not protect her memory once the state no longer needed a woman at the helm. Fourthly, Nefertiti and Towosret, contested power and fractured memory. Nefertiti and Towosret reveal how female rule could escalate political and religious tensions. In the Amarna Age, Nefertiti rose alongside Akhenaten during a radical religious reorientation toward the Aten. Kuni explores evidence that Nefertiti later acted as co-ruler or successor, potentially under a new royal name, deploying the visual language of kingship while reinforcing the new theology. The regime leveraged her imagery to sanctify change, but the backlash after Amarna led to systematic rewriting of history. Centuries later, Towosret took the throne amid late New Kingdom instability, drawing on royal titulary and traditional cultic roles to frame her reign. She faced a fragmented power landscape with strong generals and foreign threats, and after her death, a new dynasty reframed events to delegitimize her authority. Together, these cases highlight how queens could be central agents in ideological experiments or emergency governance, yet their legacies were especially vulnerable when the political settlements they supported collapsed. The result is a study of power that is less about gender capacity and more about structural risk. Lastly, Cleopatra and the Politics of Survival in a Globalizing World. Cleopatra VII anchors the late case study, showing a queen navigating imperial geopolitics rather than solely domestic ritual. Kuni situates Cleopatra within the Ptolemaic dynasty, where Greek and Egyptian traditions mixed, and where royal women often held unusual visibility. Cleopatra leveraged education, multilingual diplomacy, and spectacle to manage Rome, secure alliances, and maintain independence. She used temple imagery and pharaonic titulary to communicate legitimacy to Egyptian subjects while staging political theater in the Mediterranean arena. Yet Rome framed her as a seductress and foreign threat, narratives that endured because the victors controlled the record. Kuni uses Cleopatra to examine how charisma, public image, and economic strategy intersect with misogynistic storytelling that reduces female power to personal scandal. The chapter connects ancient propaganda to modern media cycles, asking how women leaders are judged differently for the same tactics men employ. Cleopatra becomes a lens for understanding survival politics under empire, and the ease with which a complex stateswoman can be flattened into a moral fable once she loses the war of memory. In conclusion, Kuni closes with a clear message for readers who care about history, leadership, and gender equity. This book suits students of ancient history, professionals seeking leadership insight, and anyone asking why women gain power in crises yet struggle to secure lasting authority. By unpacking how queens legitimized rule through ritual, narrative, and performance, the book offers a toolkit for reading power today, from corporate boards to public office. It benefits personal and professional life by sharpening media literacy, exposing structural bias, and modeling how to build coalitions and symbols that outlast momentary wins. Choose this book over generic biographies because it synthesizes hard evidence with a comparative framework across six reigns, revealing patterns rather than isolated anecdotes. Kuni pairs accessible storytelling with scholarly depth, giving readers both memorable narratives and analytical lenses. The result is not only a compelling history of Egypt, but also a guide to understanding how systems grant, constrain, and remember power. If you would like to support Kara Kuni, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nar Tree, better life.